Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. Let me say Happy New Year to both of you, because it's still a Happy New Year, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit about how to pay your mortgage with Airbnb.
Today is an awesome show. And before we really get started, I did want to just say where you can find us once again. If you aren't tuning in every Saturday at 9:30, you can always find us at kykn.com. Click on the podcast, drop down, and Real Estate with Mariah and Spence will pop up. But also, you can go to our YouTube channel, which I think you should go and subscribe to, because weekly you'll get automatic updates. You won't miss a show, and they're there 24/7 for you to view as well in video. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to know us, and then you can revert back to those previous videos we've done in the past. So It's always good to know where to go if you're missing out at 9:30 on Saturday mornings, or even the following Sunday after a football game or something. But Mariah, what's today all about?
Today we are going to talk all about how you can pay your mortgage with Airbnb. This is something that we actually did for the first couple years of our marriage, and we're really excited to talk about it because it's something that almost anyone can do. And I mean, it's the easiest way, in my opinion, to start making passive income. And we have a lot that we're going to talk about. We're going to cover as much as we can on this. So you're going to definitely want to listen in until the very end, because we're going to cover it all.
And say there is stuff, because we are on a time limit here. Say we didn't cover some things. That's where our YouTube channel is going to really come in handy. You can drop comments and we will reply to all comments, and then maybe even cover it on the next week's show.
We'll do a follow-up show. Exactly. So I guess we'll just jump right into it. The first time I ever heard of anyone doing this, basically paying their mortgage with Airbnb.
So what made us think to do Airbnb?
What kind of got us thinking about this? I was brand new into the real estate business. I was 18. I took a listing that was a manufactured home in a park, and it was in Albany, Oregon, of all places. And this home seller, I was doing an open house for her, and she was at the house with me. She was actually only a few years older than me, because her I guess her dad had passed away, and she ended up with this house. And so she had told me that she, for a few years, didn't have a job. Her job was basically doing Airbnb, and she would rent out the spare bedrooms in this manufactured home. And it made her enough money to pay the mortgage, pay for her bills. She was able to meet people from all over the world. And when she said that, I was like, okay, we're going to do this. Didn't I go home and tell you?
Yeah, no, when I got home, Mariah was so excited. Yeah. She says, Spence, guess what one of my sellers are doing? And I'm like, what? And she says, she lives in this manufactured home and she pays her mortgage doing this. And I said, I want in.
I thought it sounded so fun. So fast forward a few years down the road, Spencer and I were newly married, and we basically, we were living in this 3-bed, 2-bath house in North
1500
Salem.
1,500 square foot, 2-car garage, Jan Ray area, right off of Ward Drive.
And we literally got back from our honeymoon and moved right into this house together as soon as we got back. And we were just sitting on our bed talking one night, probably about a month into living there. And one of us just brought up randomly, like, why don't we put our house on Airbnb and see what happens?
We put it into action. We had to.
And we put our house on Airbnb
that
night.
Not knowing what we were doing.
It was probably about midnight. We put our house on Airbnb, and we didn't think anything would happen because we lived in Salem, Oregon. It's not a touristy area by any means. And we woke up in the morning to several requests for people to stay with us.
Yeah.
The first one being a few days away. So we were in the middle of remodeling our house. We finished up everything we could.
We just put in floors, countertops, paint, you know, we painted the ceilings, bathrooms. Yeah. We kind of gutted the place and redid it. It was our first investment property.
Yeah. And we packed our bags and took off. We went on a road trip. We stayed with family, and we were in and out of that house all summer. Because let me explain first real quick. There's two ways you can put your home on Airbnb. Mm-hmm. You can rent out your spare bedrooms, which we did end up doing later on.
Two extra bedrooms we didn't use. You can rent those two extra bedrooms out while living there.
While still living there. Or you can rent out the whole house, which is what we randomly decided to do, not really knowing what we were doing.
Well, I put up a price and I said, well, for 1 week, a week and a half, that just paid my mortgage.
Yeah.
So let's do it. We have local family. We could stay with them. But like you said, we got in our car.
We drove to San Francisco.
We did our thing. We're like, why not? This is awesome. It frees up your time. And so when you're wanting passive income, this is something that will just bring you to a new level if you're willing to do it.
Right. So segueing into what we did after that, we actually ended up selling that house and then buying a three-story townhouse. And one of the things that made this three-story townhouse so desirable to us, there were a couple. One of them was the fact that it would be a great rental property when we're ready to move on to our next house.
Tons of square footage. All the bedrooms, mm-hmm. Have bathrooms in them. So mm-hmm. you don't have to leave your room.
Mm-hmm. And that meant that it would make a great Airbnb because it was super private. You walk in, the whole first floor is this private bedroom with its own entrance, its own bathroom. They're huge bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And so we rented out two of our spare bedrooms from this townhouse for the first couple years that we lived there and
we made more than our mortgage.
More than our mortgage just from doing that. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, how anyone can do this, easiest way to make passive income. And we had a lot of fun. We met so many people.
We learned things. Mm-hmm. We know some pros. We know some cons. Mm-hmm. Maybe how to become super hosts, mm-hmm. which keep in mind that might be the tip of the week. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. But Warren, how about you lead us to break and we'll get something on the way back.
All right. Well, let's take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk about using your home for cash flow.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And before we left, we promised we'd be talking about using your home for cash flow.
So like I mentioned earlier, I mentioned there are two different ways you can list your house on Airbnb. One of the ways is you can list the entire house. And I have agent friends that are in other states that own 20, 30 of these Airbnbs. And literally what they do is they just buy a single family home and furnish it and then list it on Airbnb. And there's companies that can make it super streamlined so you can have the cleaning and scheduling and, you know, you don't even have to worry about that. So that's one way is just renting out the whole house. And then the second way is like we were talking about is the spare bedrooms, which we have a lot. When we first started doing this, we got a lot of backlash and questions from concerned friends and family members.
Yeah.
So I guess we're just going to spend some time answering a lot of the questions we get asked a lot about it and kind of just having a conversation about this and answering common questions that we think you might want to know if you are thinking about getting started and doing this yourself.
So number one, mm-hmm. I mean, during this break, Warren just brought this up.
Yeah.
Spence, Mariah, weren't you worried about theft or weren't you worried about someone coming into your room in the middle of the night? How can you determine whether you're safe or not? Right. Well, Airbnb, it is a secure app. Very worldwide.
You have to have background checks. First of all, we screened everyone who stayed with us, basically, which means that we would sometimes get requests.
We would decline
from people,
it though, too.
Yeah, who didn't have any previous reviews, no photos. We wouldn't let them stay. We made sure they had a background check on their profile. We made sure they had a good handful of reviews,
solid reviews,
reviews from other people that had hosted them.
You're the host. Mm-hmm. You're in control. You can determine whether they're good for you, they're bad for you. And we all can know that not everyone's good for you and not every partnership you can be around, and because it's your house, you got to have them, you know, you can't just hate the people that you're with.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, the average person isn't out to get you. Maybe I'm too trusting of a person, but I think most people are not like that. But I mean, as far as theft goes, we had a lock on our closet door in our master bedroom.
Kind of like a safe.
Basically. And so we'd keep all our valuables in there. And if they wanted to steal our toaster or something random, then, you know, nothing like that ever happened, but it wouldn't be that big of a deal to us.
Right. And that comes with ownership. Uh-huh. And when you're looking at opportunities to make money, there's some give and take to all things. So when you have a rental property, well, usually you have a deposit for damages. Well, through Airbnb, there are insurances and things like that that's going to help you out if, say, damages did occur to your property during a stay. But the best thing I loved about Airbnb is, rather than a rental, and you don't always know whether you're going to get that monthly rent or not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people run behind on rent. With Airbnb, it's all ran through this app. And you as the host, you connect your bank account to it, however you want to set it up. And Airbnb actually direct deposits this money into your account. So there's no more, oh, I missed my rent, landlord, I can't. Oh, and then you got to worry about evictions and things like that. No, these clients that are using the Airbnb app are paying you upfront and directly going into your account before they even stay. Mm-hmm. So that takes like the money stress away, which I thought was really cool, because you can have 2-3 months of bookings scheduled and know how much money you're actually making. And then say damages or something did occur, which never did, by the way.
Right.
We never had a hole in the wall.
No,
we never,
I mean, you really never know what can happen.
You don't.
But we did this for years and never had a bad experience. I mean, we had some experiences that weren't the best,
just people,
but nothing that costed us money or...
In those bad experiences came from, oh, someone completely disrespected our fridge and just filled it to the max. And then maybe they asked us.
Left a bunch of stuff there.
It,
but you know what we did after that? You know, when you have your place on Airbnb, it's up to you how you want to run it. And
right.
What we did was we said, all right, we're going to say now, we're going to change our listing. So it says very clearly on the listing,
in
people
the
know this up front before they book with us. They know they will not have access to any part of our house except for their bedroom. And their bedroom mm-hmm. comes with a private bathroom because all the bedrooms in our house have that. But they're not going to have access to our kitchen. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, you might think no one will. Why would anyone book an Airbnb if they only have access to the bedroom? But surprisingly,
we
were pretty much all completely booked up.
Well, here's the reason. Yeah. You could go stay at the hotel for 80 to 120 mm-hmm. bucks on mm-hmm. average here in the Salem local area. Mm-hmm. Or you could go to an Airbnb, have your own private room. Say you're, I had a journeyman line out and he came out weekly.
Yeah, we
3 days a week. Same
back.
Guy.
Yeah.
Know why? Because he gets paid per diem.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to use that on a hotel room. He used it on a $35-$45 room a night. So he was able to pocket his per diem while having costive, efficient living mm-hmm. because our townhouse, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's not a rundown property. It's nice.
And another thing we got asked a lot was who stays there, because Salem isn't a touristy area, or are you only making money off of this during certain months of the year that are, you know, the touristy months? But actually, we were pretty much completely
booked
up year round, because I didn't realize the demand for traveling nurses, traveling linemen. I mean, there's so many jobs. We had people
seriously,
traveling
nurses,
for work,
journeymen, linemen, electricians, mm-hmm. those type of
and they're all super respectful people that are literally just there for to stay the night for work. They're not there to hang out. They're not there to have a party at your house. They're literally just there for a place to sleep and then to get up and go to work the next day. So it was kind of an ideal situation.
Seriously, and that's how we seriously turned our current investment into mm-hmm. a cash flow business mm-hmm. just through booking out, think about it, 2 of the 3 bedrooms you own. Think of a bedroom that you're not using currently in your house right now. Mm-hmm. I almost guarantee you that somebody has that. Mm-hmm. In last week's show, I said predictions of 2021, downsizers. People have so much space oftentimes that they don't use. Why not create income off of these spaces? That's what storage units do. That's what a lot of investment entrepreneurial people do. And so think of ways to create money that's going to make your life easier, save up time so you can travel more. Like when we Airbnb'd our house in Northeast Salem, the whole house, we took off and we went on a road trip.
Paid to travel.
Trip.
Yeah, exactly.
We literally got paid to travel. And that's the beauty of Airbnb, making yourself money and taking away the costs of a renter that's just being a kink in your neck, honestly. In the beauty of the app is you can control it all. You got the description. You can say, hey, you can use the fridge. Hey, this area of the home's off limits. But then you get to make your house so turnkey, and that's through our experience, that it's just a simple message. So you can set up padlocks on your front door. So they enter a code, and the code's automatically sent to them with their confirmation once they do book your place that day. Just like you go to a hotel for check-in, Airbnb is going to send them their check-in instructions. And so it's so turnkey, and that's what we
automatic.
Mean.
You don't have to be doing everything, you know, every time. And another thing is Airbnb versus just either having a regular roommate or being a regular landlord if you're talking about the whole house. And if we're talking about having a roommate situation versus Airbnb, one thing I think
We've done before as well.
We've done it all. I think Airbnb is more desirable because you're not stuck, you know, say you don't like the roommate or say it's not a good situation. You don't see the same person. They're there out for maybe a week and then you don't have to
a
ever see them again.
A week at most.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. And then as far as having a Airbnb property instead of a regular rental, you can make quite a bit more money most of the time from having an Airbnb from, you know, taking your property, your single family home or townhouse or condo and turning it into an Airbnb. You can probably make quite a bit more monthly than you would.
Vacation
just
rentals
a
do it
rental.
All the time. Say you want to go to the beach in Florida. Like we just went to Florida. Okay. There was a beautiful townhome community right next to Disney World. We went to Disney World for a week and we actually stayed in a Airbnb.
Yeah.
Reason being, it was more cost effective. There were two families that we went with, us, your sister, and your parents, and we divide those costs. It's dirt cheap compared to staying at the Gaylord in Florida. You know, it's ridiculous.
And you get so much more space. I mean, it was
your space. You have a full house to yourself.
You get a 3,000 square foot house for that versus just one hotel room. You can get a lot more for your money that way.
So if you're an Airbnb host, there's certain things that I think are really important. First, you got to make your home turnkey. And I said, make it so you can manage it without actually being there. So put on a pad code or something, you know. So your check-in instructions are so easy for the Airbnb client that's booked your home to where you never have to have contact with them. I think that's really important. And then secondly, either hire out a cleaning service or make sure you're on top of it and doing it yourself, managing your Airbnb schedule, because that's what's going to get you stars and ratings. And Warren, let's go into the tip of the week when we come back.
I look forward to it. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that real estate tip of the week and the listing of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. Now, you can call them at 503-507-3666. And so I got to ask, what's your real estate tip of the week?
All right.
Oh, you can go.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So I was just going to say, when we first got started doing Airbnb, we put our listings up pretty cheap because we didn't have any reviews yet. And I mean, obviously, who's going to stay at a place with no reviews?
There were some nights, $15 a night.
Yeah, it was very cheap.
Seriously.
So, but as we got reviews, more and more good reviews, we just kept raising the price and raising the price. And pretty soon we became super hosts, which I'll pass it on to you in a sec. But that's basically one thing that really separates Airbnb from just being a regular landlord is that you're in the hospitality business and you want to create a five-star experience for your guests. And there's a lot of different things that come into play. And we've stayed at so many Airbnbs over the years that I think that definitely helps. We're always taking notes, or we were when we were doing this. But that's our tip of the week that Spencer's going to talk about, is how to be a super host.
How to be a super host.
That's where you're going to maximize and be able to charge the most for your Airbnb.
Yeah. So everybody wants money, right? Mm-hmm. You're only going to make money, more money, if you're a superhost in reality. Superhost means that you have 5-star ratings. You need a consecutive of, I believe, 60 days of 4.5+ stars and a certain amount of stays during that duration in time. So making sure that your listing is actually being booked and lived in. So you are continually using the app and having guests to host. And so that's what makes you a super host. Like Mariah mentioned, on some of our vacations in the past, we've used Airbnb. So we kind of had this experience to where, what did they have that maybe made our lives easier? What did they maybe not have that, I'm not really one to leave bad reviews no matter what. That's just how I am. I think it's a little corny. And it kind of hurts people in the long run. If you really want to trash somebody, they don't understand.
Business owners don't understand how bad it can actually harm a business. And maybe you just had caught, you know, some...
Everybody has a bad
experience
day.
And it Seriously. Wasn't actually reflecting the business, and you writing a bad review can...
It can damage people terribly.
I think it's...
And there was one experience where we did get damaged.
Yeah.
There was this California... nothing wrong with California. I love California. But he actually traveled from California visiting a buddy in Kaiser. And he saw our place. And this is kind of the beginning of our Airbnb experience. So we weren't yet super hosts.
Yeah.
And he heard us actually because... He gave us a 2-star review because he parked his car in the wrong area, which in the listing description, we made it very clear. Hey, do not park your car here. We do live in a townhome community and tow trucks are around. It's like living in an apartment complex. Mm-hmm. Don't park in a place that's not your spot. And we made it very clear. But unfortunately, he got in late and it was dark outside and he parked his car in the wrong spot and his car got towed. I did all I could. I even spiffed him money. I paid for it. And then even after his experience, I mean, he was there for four days later and he had a great experience to my face.
Yeah.
But then afterwards he left a 2-star review, which really hurt us, especially when you don't have a lot of reviews built yet. It takes you a while to get back to that 4.5-5-star status. So if you are leaving a review, keep note of that. These are real people in the end, and you don't want to do damages.
A lot of times, something that goes wrong too, like it's not their fault. There's
it's
nothing
not
they could have done about it.
And
maybe you're mad, but you don't need to go trash someone you know, on a review.
So how to be a super host? I mean, get bookings any way you can. In the way we did it is we had lower pricing to gain the reviews and gain the, I guess, status that, hey, we're a bookable place. We're friendly. It's because everybody is judging off the reviews. It's like when you go on Google or even our real satisfied reviews, when you Google Vetters Crawford Realty Group, those reviews really mean the world to us because that's creating personal connections with people. Hey, these are what these people are about and this is how they do business. And it just creates a trusting relationship. So we had great reviews to become super hosts. And it took about 3 months, I would say, to become a super host. Mm-hmm. And then we made sure that the room was clean. A biggie when it came to Airbnb is your room clean? And make sure you're doing your laundry. If you're having a cleaning service, do it. Make sure they're changing the sheets, cleaning the bathroom, stuff like that. Because if not, you're really going to get trashed. If there's cobwebs even or dirt. And just
kind of expected.
It's very expected. It's like when you go to a hotel room, what would you do if your sheets weren't freshly made or your pillows fluffed? I was a big pillow guy personally. Because when you sleep, our heads need to be on a nice soft spot and it's going to give you a better comfortable sleep. And honestly, that could have got us better reviews. I don't know, but philosophy maybe. So make sure your room's clean, get the bookings at all costs. So that means maybe lower your price to become a super host. And then thirdly, I really think small touches to the room really did us a great service. So we would leave chocolates out. We would sometimes leave letters to like say the family wrote us why they were staying in Salem, we would actually create a list on things to do. Just little tips and things like that, that just made their experience and stay just a little bit more pleasant. Because think about it, if you're traveling, you're new to the area, you really don't know where to go. And so if you can get to know who's staying with you prehand, which the app allows, they can message you and you reply, it's really going to benefit you in the long run. And just those little efforts is going to bring you a long way to become a super host. So that's the real estate tip of the week: how to become a super host, create bookings, keep a room clean, and just do small services for your clients, and they're going to leave you really good reviews in the end. That's going to ultimately make you a super host. So listing of the week, we decided to go with a townhouse, actually, because we haven't done one yet. And it's actually really next to us in a community in Southeast Salem. And it's 1935 Brookvale Avenue, Southeast Salem. These are two-story townhouses. The majority of them are going to be three-bed, two-bath, just under 1,500 square foot. They have two different models usually. There's a three-bed, two-bath, 1,500 square foot, and then a two-bed, two-bath, 1,200 square foot type models. So they are, there are a couple new constructions out there that will be completed in the end of May. So that's right around the corner. It might seem like a far time away, but it's really not when it comes to real estate. Usually transactions are 45 to 60 days before ending escrow and closing. So just be mindful of that. Mariah and I are happy to book your showing and schedule that in for you and get you into your brand new townhome in Southeast Salem. You're going to be going to South Salem's High School, and there's an elementary school right down the road. Forgive me, I forgot the name of that elementary school, but that is our listing
Pringle.
thank you Mariah. That is our listing of the week. And if you haven't already yet, go to our YouTube channel, press subscribe so you can get these videos weekly.
Real Estate with Mariah and Spence.
Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. And leave a comment so we can answer any questions you may have for us.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.